With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is creating a new position within the Justice Department to investigate fraud. That's been sparked in large part by the fraud that took place in the welfare system in the state of Minnesota and also in other places around the country. President Trump met on Friday with U.S. oil company executives about doing business in Venezuela.
Less than a week after the U.S. military ousted Venezuela's leader, the president met with top oil executives at the White House, urging them to invest in that South American country.
The plan is for them to spend at least $100 billion to rebuild the capacity and the infrastructure necessary.
Given the current political uncertainty in Venezuela and its history of state asset seizures, the president promised the oil companies they will have total safety. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Party leaders in Greenland are saying no once again to President Trump.
In a statement Friday night, Greenland Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen and four party leaders said, "We don't want to be Americans. We don't want to be Danes. We want to be Greenlanders." President Donald Trump once again said on Friday that he'd like to make a deal to acquire Greenland, a semi-autonomous region that's part of NATO ally Denmark. And he said,
I would like to make a deal, you know, the easy way. But if we don't do it the easy way, we're going to do it the hard way.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has said that an American takeover of Greenland would mark the end of NATO. I'm Donna Warder.
The police chief in Portland, Oregon, says the two suspects shot by ICE this week appear to have been involved in a gang-related shooting.
We have been working that case, and there's also been involvement with the two people who were shot yesterday by the federal officers through some criminal cases out in Washington County.
Police Chief Bob Day says the two suspects appear to be affiliated with the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. This is SRN News. A legal victory for religious freedom in the state of Montana, and we get more details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
A local real estate agent who also serves as a pastor has been reinstated by the Missoula Organization of Realtors after being suspended for social media posts that were critical of the LGBT agenda. Brandon Huber got help from Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, and after 3 years of wrangling has finally been restored in good standing. Huber says, quote, "Obedience to God often requires endurance, but it also produces fruit." Michael Harrington reporting.
Indonesia, the largest Muslim-majority country in the world, has a new penal code. It replaces a Dutch-era criminal law that had governed the country for more than 80 years. This marks a major shift in its legal landscape. Under the amended code, sex outside of marriage is punishable by up to 1 year in prison. Cohabitation carries a six-month term. This is SRN News. 45 men and women, along with supporters, are participating in the cycling event organized by the Wounded Warrior Project. That meant a ride yesterday. Bill Hansen says he enjoyed that event, even though it might be a little bit of pain.
I wake up in pain every single day. I've gotten used to a level of pain.
And that's why he says that he enjoys the ride, even if it means just a little bit more pain. It kind of blends in.
And so doing physical fitness things like this, I know I'm going to be in a little bit of pain, but it's worth it for my mental health and for just my camaraderie with other vets.
Nearly 15 years after his first soldier ride, Bill Hansen joined the dozens of other wounded veterans yesterday as they cycled along the overseas highway, including the 7-mile bridge for the annual Florida Keys event. It's been going on for several years now. More of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.